Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. So today on Franchise Euphoria, we've got Anne Huntington. Anne is a board member and vice president of business development for Huntington Learning Center. If that name sounds familiar, it's because we had Eileen Huntington on what was titled Uniting Passion and Strategy with Eileen. Anne has reached out because they have an announcement that they wanted to come onto the podcast and share with my audience. So of course, I was happy to do that. Anne, in her role, she develops and executes programs and partnerships that position the company to help more students. Anne works with each department to ensure the company's vision is carried out. Prior to her position with Huntington Learning Center, Anne served as head of public-private partnerships and director within the family business. Anne brings more than 10 years of proven experience in sales and business development within the education and art industries. So this is a great conversation with Anne, a little bit of a different perspective, and she's got an exciting announcement to share with respect to the Huntington Learning Center. So enjoy the interview. Hello, Anne. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you, Josh, for having me on today.
Well, sure. It's great to have you back. Well, not you yourself, but I did interview Eileen Huntington, your mom. I believe it was episode called Uniting Passion and Strategy with Eileen Huntington. And it was a fantastic episode. Got great feedback on it and thrilled to have you on the show now.
Well, thank you very much. And she definitely combines passion with strategy. And that's what we all do here at Huntington Learning Center.
Well, I love the story behind it because I remember, you know, I think the story started in, 1985. And it was sort of one of those things where I believe it was your mom and dad, I think, who started and just kind of learned as they went. And I'm always interested in those kind of stories because obviously they did one heck of a job from going from not really knowing too much about business to then obviously developing and creating a great franchise system.
Yes, it is a remarkable story. We actually started in 1977, so we're in our 42nd year.
Oh my gosh.
We began franchising in 1985. So by 1985, we had a system of about 18 learning centers in the New York metro area. So think New Jersey, Philadelphia, New York. And then in 85, we had the manuals and the procedures. And we thought, well, why don't we invite more people into Huntington? And that's when we began franchising.
Wow, that's going way back. That's fantastic. And I know we're bringing you on today because you've got a special announcement with regard to the Huntington Learning Center franchise.
Yes, we are so thrilled to announce today that we've made the strategic decision to open up the New York metro market for franchising opportunities and to refranchise our 30 plus company-owned centers in this market.
That's incredible. So you're going to take those corporate, are those corporate locations now?
Yes.
And then you're going to offer them as opportunities to become franchise opportunities.
Exactly. We see that there's tremendous opportunity across the country and specifically in the New York metro area for franchise growth. And we are really good at franchising. I mean, our revenue is 53% higher than our closest competitor. And we want to welcome like-minded individuals who want to go into business for themselves, but not by themselves, and open up a new Huntington Learning Center or acquire an existing one. So we see the potential for 40 plus new Huntington Learning Centers in this market, and of course, the refranchising of our 30 plus company centers.
So for those who are listening who may not have heard the first episode with Eileen, maybe give a brief description background on Huntington Learning Center. Obviously, we know now when it started going way back, but tell a little bit about what it does and how it is different from other learning center franchises.
Thank you, Josh. That's a fantastic question because our Huntington advantage is that we get results. Our vision is world-class student results and franchisee profitability. So by doing right by the student, the financial reward comes. And so what we do at Huntington is we're a K-12 tutoring and test prep provider, and we have certified tutors, and we're accredited by the same accrediting body that accredits the schools, Middle States Association of Colleges and Schools and Western Association of Schools and Colleges, and we get results. All of our programs are individualized, and we have a proprietary method that ensures that every student gets the best education possible, and that's our mission.
Well, and so this opportunity for refranchising is for a number of franchises in the New York area, but you also have, what, around 300 across the country?
We do. We currently have 300 across the country, and we are in an age of franchise expansion as a company, and we see tremendous opportunity in the New York metro area and across the country, because whether you're in a suburban or an urban area, students need to succeed, and we get those results. We just had a survey complete. Students who are now in college. Last year, we helped them get over $140 million worth of scholarship money for school. So that changes lives, opens doors, helps with the college tuition debt. And that's because we were able to provide personalized attention and proven results with our programs. In this case, it's our test prep program. So think SAT, ACT. And then we have a learning center program, which is skill-based. So think reading comprehension, phonics, math, vocabulary, writing, study skills. And then we have a subject tutor line, which is algebra, chemistry, the sciences. We can help all students K-12, whether they're general ed and they're looking for enrichment, special ed, and they're remedial and want to move forward, we can help everyone.
So you've pretty much been somewhat involved in this franchise for your whole life, huh?
Yes, I'd like to say I'm center number 17.
Well, that's great. Tell me what that was like kind of growing up or your memories, because it's interesting to me. I mean, you know, I interview a lot of people on this show who are franchise owners, franchise operators, franchisors. But growing up where, you know, you've been part of this and your folks that kind of helped develop it, what was that like during the midst of all the growth?
Well, it's my entire life. So as I joked, but it's actually reality. They would either open a center or have a child. So I'm center number 17, and it's part of my life from day one. And I went through the program as a student. I worked in our call center and worked as an educational specialist. I was in the marketing campaign, so quintessential 90s. And then what's funny is in the 90s, I'm the student in the in-center graphics, and we just redid our center graphics. Of course, we iterate over time. And now I'm the center director in the in-center graphic. So I've been part of it, be it from a marketing point of view, actually as a customer, as a student, and then, of course, working within the business. And when you're an entrepreneur, and Josh, you're an entrepreneur, you live and breathe it. You know, you don't leave the office and it goes away. So even as a child, we had adult dinner conversations and we had adult breakfast conversations. And it's part of our DNA, of our life. It was very important for me to get experience outside of the family business. So I had a career in a different industry, in the art industry, for almost a decade before I joined Huntington Learning Center. And then last year, I joined the board of directors and I joined the advertising fund board. And now I'm the vice president of business development.
Well, that's great. And you're right. I mean, there really is no off switch to entrepreneurship. I know it's funny, people talk about work-life balance, and I just think of it more of work-life management, because there's really no balance.
Yeah.
But you do have to manage. But I think part of that is because, you know, entrepreneurs are passionate about what they do. They're very interested in what they do. It's not like they're clocking in 9 to 5. But I also can imagine, you know, growing up with that, you've probably learned that over time as you've seen it develop.
Yes, I continuously learn over time. And it was a learning curve, because a lot of the individuals who are franchisees, who are in our main office, have known me a better part of my whole life. So I used to call them Mr. and Mrs. and at first, when I started working here, they would say, oh, your mom or your dad. And it is true that co-founders are my parents, but I really try to separate those two worlds, which can be challenging, but it's beyond rewarding. So at work, they're Eileen and Ray, and holidays, they're mom and dad. But I've seen a tremendous amount, and I've seen the goods and the not so goods. So I will say that as a family owned and operated company with franchising at its core, we are so aligned in terms of making sure that we protect and grow the brand that it is tremendous to be able to work hand in hand with my parents and with our fantastic management team and network of franchisees across the country.
Well, that's fantastic. So tell me, you've got this refranchising effort in the New York metropolitan area, and obviously you're still franchising across the US. Tell me, what's the ideal franchisee that you're looking for? I mean, if you had your pick, if you're sitting there and you had your picking of, okay, who would be the perfect type of franchisee for the Huntington Learning Center franchise? Who would that be? What kind of characteristics would they have?
Well, it's such a great question because in franchising, you're always trying to figure out the personas. And today is an exciting day because it's our discovery day. So at the main office, we have over 12 potential franchisees here from across the country, from anywhere from Virginia all the way to California, looking to invest and become part of the Huntington family. So our ideal candidate is someone who, first off, likes kids, which sounds a little funny, but it is true. You're dealing with children, you're dealing with families. Someone who wants to make an impact in his or her community, and someone who is interested in going into business for themselves, but not by themselves, i.e. following the system and making sure that they understand why and how we're doing certain things.
Well, that's fantastic. And on a nationwide basis, are you guys looking at more multi-unit operators or single unit operators?
The majority of our system are the single unit operators. As we're looking into the future, of course, there is opportunity for multi-unit, and some of our top performers will own 3 or 5 units. Actually, one of our Franchise Advisory Council franchisee, he at one point owned locations in 5 different states.
Well, it's interesting because with different franchise systems, I know, you know, multi-unit operators is a fairly popular concept right now. The reason I ask is because, you know, in the tutoring space or the learning center space and test prep, it seems like, do the owner operators have a very hands-on experience, or is it the model that the owner operator of the franchise hires people to come in and do the majority of the teaching and the training, or do they have their hands in the daily operations of the franchise?
Our system is a hybrid. We have many franchisees who are center directors and are in the business every day, visiting schools, partnering with local organizations. And we have some owners who are absentee owners who decide that they want to hire a staff and have the staff run it. We have found that both can work, and our operations team really guides the franchise owner in the right direction to make sure that he or she is doing what we feel is right for their business and the overall brand. So it is a hybrid. We are a hands-on organization because, again, we're dealing with students, we're dealing with their skills, their confidence, their motivation, meeting with family. So it's up to the franchisee to decide, and we will guide them in the direction that is mutually beneficial.
So if somebody wants to learn more about this opportunity in New York or anywhere else in the US, it looks like they can go to huntingtonhelps.com. Is there any other information that you want to give with regard to this new opportunity?
Sure. Huntington Helps is our consumer site. I would direct interested potential franchisees to huntingtonfranchise.com. Of course, you can find that on Huntington Helps. I think that the key is it's a tremendous opportunity for us as a company, for us as we're going through generational transition and joining Huntington as a franchisee. The franchisee gets tremendous support, and it's not just us saying it. We're validated by the Franchise Business Review. We're a top franchise on Entrepreneur, and we get a tremendous amount of accolades. And at the core of everything we do is that vision of world-class student results and franchisee profitability. So by putting that student first, the franchisee reaps the rewards in terms of the student results and the financial results. So I would say if you're interested in impacting the community and the future of this great country, join us as a franchisee.
Well, thank you, Anne, for coming on and sharing this new opportunity. Obviously, I really enjoyed speaking with Eileen, but it's been equally enjoyable speaking with you, and I've heard a lot of great things about your franchise system. So keep up the good work, and I look forward to staying in touch and hearing all the great things in the future. So thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.